You'd think that a vampire would make a lousy government official. The professions couldn't be more different. One sucks like a parasite on unsuspecting victims, and the other, well, never mind. Okay, aside from what some might see as similarities, indeed, clashes have occurred when vampires have tried to find their place within government-run institutions. For example, many a vampire has failed in his appeals to the courts. Judges don't seem to take too kindly to the devil-made-me-do-it defense. And government-run prison isn't all that accommodating either. Take the case of the vampire inmate in Utah who sued when the Department of Corrections refused to place him on a vampire diet. The case didn't say what the special nutrition request was, but I think we all know, and the court dismissed the vampire's case as totally frivolous. Rightly so. The warden sticks his neck out on that one, and pretty soon he finds that he's got to keep the prison shades drawn during daylight hours, and garlic's on the forbidden foodstuffs list, right up there with home-baked cakes. So what's with the vampire who's thrown his bat into the ring and wishes to become the next governor of Minnesota? Jonathan Sharkey says that he's a vampire in the practicing sense of that word, and that he'd be good for the Star of the North. He's tough on crime, supportive of veterans groups, concerned about farmers, and against drunk driving. Oh, and he promises to impale any terrorist on the grounds of the state capitol building. His nickname's the Impaler, you see. But in a land where the people have decided that the state beverage is milk, and the state muffin is blueberry, and the state flower is the pink and white lady slipper, it doesn't seem likely that voters would elect a vampire their governor. Not only is there an obvious incongruity in a vampire leading wholesome Minnesota, it just doesn't make good political sense. The first time some grave problem came up, no one would dare cross a vampire, literally or figuratively. Would any bill he supported go undead in committee? And would that be a good thing or a bad thing? How can there be a system of checks and balances when, according to Bram Stoker, a vampire can direct all the elements and command all the meaner things? Not to mention the issue of the name of the capital city, St. Paul. Minnesota's constitution, though, takes all comers. It lays out broad qualifications for governor. The governor shall have attained the age of 25 years and shall have been a bona fide resident of the state for 1 year next preceding his election and shall be a citizen of the United States. No one thought to put a vampire clause in there. No one thought to put a professional wrestler clause in there either. But there's one clear problem for this particular vampire should he be elected. Minnesota law requires that the state's highest official declare annually one day as a day of solemn and public thanksgiving to Almighty God for blessings to the people. The Impaler's already come out, in the strongest way possible, against God. So given that sort of honesty, I predict that Jonathan Sharkey will not someday lead the great state of Minnesota. But don't breathe too easy yet. He says that he's also got his eye on the presidency. I'm Amy Guida.